The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tucker, that is. Hot, humid, a chance for showers today. Then they're saying mostly dry throughout the 4th of July weekend, but I would have to believe there's that ever-present chance of a shower here or there. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science at Hamline University, to talk about the big, beautiful bill. But before we do, David, I got to ask you this. You're a well-read man, a learned man, a scholar, a professor of law, professor of political science. You were in the soundproof booth, so you couldn't hear the question I posed earlier, which is, when I say Dalai Lama, you immediately think what?
Peace.
Oh, I was going to go with Caddyshack. Anyway, let's go talk about the big.
Right. I hadn't thought about that film in years. That's right.
Big hitter, the Dalama. Big off the.
That's
table.
Right.
Big hitter. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on with the big beautiful bill and the Senate and what's in it and what happens from here, and jump in where you feel comfortable.
Okay, so it's passed both the House and the Senate, but as required by the Constitution, it has to pass in the exact same form in both the House and the Senate. And there are differences in terms of things such in terms of some tax issues regarding Social Security tips, cuts to Medicaid, a variety of things. Remember, this is a huge bill. It's over 900 pages long. So what's happening now is that the bill will go to what's called a conference committee. And the conference committee is composed of members of the House and the Senate, and they'll try to iron out the differences to reach an agreement. Once they've reached an agreement in this conference committee, then it has to go back to the House for another vote and back to the Senate for another vote. And assuming both the House and the Senate do pass the bill now in the exact same form, it would go to Donald Trump's desk for signature.
Now, the conference committee is not working in a vacuum. They're constantly communicating with the Senate or the House to see what's acceptable and what's not, right?
Absolutely correct at this point. And this is where it becomes, I'd say, I mean, if the politics wasn't interesting before, now it becomes even more interesting. Because the pass in each of the respective houses, House of Representatives and the Senate, the Republicans had to play, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, had to play the politics. They had to you know, maybe gives one thing to one member of Congress, House member who is kind of like not sure about what to vote, whether they're going to vote for it or support it, gives something to somebody else. In the House of Representatives, they had to balance it between the more moderate Republicans who are concerned about some cuts to Medicaid versus some in the Freedom Caucus who wanted even more cuts. They had to balance those who were concerned about the deficit versus those who wanted more more spending. So each chamber, these were very close votes. Remember, it passed by what I think like one vote. I think in the one or two votes in the House, it was 50-50 deadlocked in the Senate, which meant the vice president got to cast the deciding vote. These are going to be tough negotiations. Now, do I think they're eventually going to work it out? I do. I mean, it's still within one party, and the president's putting lots of pressure on. Whether it happens before 4th of July, I don't know, but it's going to be difficult negotiations as the conference committee is listening to and feeling the pressure from the rest of the members of from Congress. And quite frankly, the lobbyists are going to still be there. They're going to be pushing one more time.
So where does the 4th of July deadline fit in all of this? Is that an artificial deadline? What happens if they don't do it by the 4th of July?
That's an artificial deadline. I mean, Donald Trump, president, basically said, I want this to my desk by July 4th. I mean, there's no legal consequences whatsoever, which means if they don't get it done until the 5th or the 6th or something like that, all right, they've missed the deadline, but they still passed the legislation. I think Trump wants it for the 4th for symbolic reasons, passing on the 4th, and probably the members of Congress would like to be able to get out of town for a couple of days and celebrate the 4th of July weekend also.
So I got a neighbor that's on Social Security but is also concerned about debt and deficit, and he was against this big, beautiful bill until he found out that there was a provision to not tax Social Security. Then he was for it. Does that kind of mirror the way the American public looks at this thing, where everybody's concerned about debt or deficit until it relates to them, and if they get a break, then screw it, let's kick it down the road?
Yeah, I think it's exactly sort of the problem, not just with this bill, but one could make the argument this has been the problem for American politics for however many years, is that on the one hand, people will say they support or oppose something, but then when they realize they're going to get some goodie out of it, well, suddenly it becomes a really good idea. Lisa Murkowski, who was a U.S. senator from Alaska, was very much concerned about the debt issues. But when the Senate said, well, we'll give you some special breaks that just apply to people for the state of Alaska, nowhere else, she suddenly said, boy, what a really good bill, or at least enough there that I want to support it now. And I think that's how the American public is that they're seeing little bits of things that will help them out on one level. The question becomes, and this is a complex, very complex, so you win a few things, but you also have to calculate what you've lost. And I just don't think most Americans, and I'm not picking on Americans for saying this, in a 900-page bill that deals with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different items, that they can do the calculus and say, on balance, this is what I like or dislike.
Well, my neighbor evaluated it strictly from the standpoint of he doesn't have to pay taxes on Social Security, so therefore he was for it. And that just amazed me how he turned around on it so quickly. Mm-hmm. And it just, I thought, you know what, man, that's pretty much the American way there. When it comes to Murkowski, she got what she wanted. But let's talk about Susan Collins, because I thought she was looking for some stuff and didn't get it as it relates to rural hospitals. So that's why she voted no.
Exactly the case. And that's going to be one of the things to look at down the line here now, too, is two things. One, with Susan Collins, to what extent is she now on the scut list with the president, and how does it play out going forward? Second, I think you bring up a very interesting point here, is that the evidence is suggesting at this point that rural hospitals are going to take a massive hit in the United States. And we're already seeing lots of those hospitals closing. I don't know if your state is similar to mine, but there's a lot of counties in Minnesota at this point that have so depopulated that either the rural hospitals have closed up, or I point out to my students, there's at least a dozen counties in the state where they can't deliver a baby. I mean, this, you know, so if you're living there, you have to go to another county. They don't have good emergency rooms. So that's going to be something to think about down the line there in terms of the impact on rural healthcare delivery. And going back to the Social Security issue, I think a report came out about a week or so ago that Social Security is going to default, you know, I think, what, 1 year earlier than they thought in just the next few years. And cutting Social Security taxes, according to economists, is just going to make that default even greater, likelihood greater down the line.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the big, beautiful bill. You can text me at 504-260-1870. Are you for it or against it? Are you concerned with debt and deficit and it adding $3 trillion or $4 trillion, I think it is, to the debt? Or are you more concerned about what's in it for you? And like my neighbors that said, you know what, I have to pay taxes on Social Security. Hell yeah, I'm for it. Or like Murkowski from Alaska, who said, well, if you're going to throw me a little bit of wet my beak a little bit, sure, I'm for it as well. 504-260-1870. Please, no texting or driving. While you're driving, 621 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL. That, of course, President Trump talking about the big, beautiful bill, saying there's something in it for everybody. Is there something in it for people that are concerned with debt and deficit? David Schultz, our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University.
Not really, because all the estimates are it's going to add between $3 and $4 trillion to the U.S. debt. And if you're concerned about debt and what obligations we have to our children and our grandchildren down the line, it's not the bill that you want to support. But also keep in mind at this point now, just to put it in perspective, how much we're paying on interest on the debt, because somebody has to pay for it, is that our interest on the debt now is about the same amount of money that we're spending on the U.S. military budget per year. So by the time this passes, we'll be paying out about $1 trillion a year just on interest on the debt. And just to make it kind of like a parallel here, it's like people making the minimum payment on a credit card where we all know this, what happens here. If you don't pay down the principal, you just keep paying off on the on the interest.
Right.
You essentially never pay off your credit card or takes forever to do it. That's really where we are at this point right now.
So the politics of this is that there's something in there for everybody, as the president said, which makes everybody happy, I guess, for the midterms coming up. Or maybe it doesn't.
Right.
I don't know. But at some point, either debt and deficit are greatly over-exaggerated, or at some point the chickens are going to come home to roost, and whoever is in office at the time, when the whole thing comes tumbling down, is going to pay the cost of this. Am I wrong there politically or not?
No, you're absolutely correct here. I mean, this is the proverbial kicking the can down the road yet again. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things we've been doing that on. We've been doing that on the debt. We've been doing that on Social Security, on Medicaid, a whole bunch of things that if you look at really good reports, we have, you know, significant insolvencies. Now, somebody says at one point, well, it doesn't really matter. We'll just kick it down the line, that all they have to do is pay interest on it. Well, this is where it's going to have an impact in terms of if our debt gets to be so high and there's questions about our ability to pay it back, we'll see our debt, our credit rating go down. And that happened a few months ago where Moody's brought it down, which means we now have to pay investors more money, higher bond rates, to be able to induce them to buy bonds. And so it just kind of creates this cycle in terms of indebtedness, both presently and down the line.
So this increases the debt or deficit by how much, is Bill?
The deficit, which is the total amount of money we collectively owe, yeah, by about $3 to $4 trillion. Now, remember, deficit is different than debt. I mean, we have a deficit every year, which means we're paying out more than we're bringing in, mm-hmm, and that's creating the national debt, which is how much money we overall owe.
So if the Democrats were to be the ones passing this bill, and I'm just trying to keep this honest here, I would think the Republicans would be screaming to high heaven about debt and deficit.
They would be labeled as tax and spend liberals.
So how are the Republicans then justifying this addition to debt and deficit?
That's probably something people need to go talk to the Republican Party about. I think the basic argument is really something that goes back to the Reagan era, which is really some kind of variation of trickle down, is that we make these cuts right now and it'll eventually benefit us all and it'll spur all kinds of growth in our society and our economy, that we won't miss all these things that were cut and we'll eventually be able to pay off our debts.
Has that worked yet?
Not in my lifetime.
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. Professor of Political Science at Hamline University, David Schultz. And look, I get it. Y'all are texting in. I get it. Those that are Democrats hate the bill. Those that are Republicans love the bill. I think the truth is that this is very complicated with so many offshoots. Who can tell what's going to happen, what's not going to happen? I do know that historically, the debt and deficit has done nothing but gone up, both parties, Republican and Democrat. And
the temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At some point, we'll probably have to pay for that. We're going to talk about an invasive species of insect when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. We are back, 6:45, quarter till 7. We may connect with Aaron Ashbrook, an assistant professor of urban peri-urban entomology at LSU, about a new invasive species of ants that was spotted near Baton Rouge, and I'm not talking about ants like the one in the Geico commercial with, you know, ant this and ant that. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. Somebody texted in about the big, beautiful bill. You didn't have a problem with all the trillions Biden wasted. Name one thing Biden did for the American people, not a damn thing. Yeah, you know, what's interesting about this text is that, first of all, I criticize Biden a lot, and so you don't know what I did or didn't do, so that's a false presumption. Secondly, I'm constantly hawking on debt and deficit and how it's going to eventually bring the country down and how important it is. And the other thing about this text that gets me is that it's all about winning and losing and our team and their team and Biden. What the hell does Biden have to do with anything? Biden's gone. Biden. I don't know that Biden's known what day it's been for the last 6 years, and you're talking about what Biden. Well, what's that got to do with the big beautiful bill? It's not a zero sum game. It's like, what about the future of the country and where do we go from here with debt and deficit? And are you concerned about your kids or your grandkids? Because at some point, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and the people that are in office at the time are the ones that are going to get blamed for it. And look out what happens to them when the economy crashes. But meanwhile, the people that are in office continue to do what they do, and that is increase the debt and deficit to give people what they want, i.e. my neighbor with, he was against the big, beautiful bill until he found out there was no tax on Social Security. And by the way, he had come out against tax on, what do you mean no tax on tips? Yeah, they got to pay tax on tips until he found out there was no tax on Social Security. Then all of a sudden he fell in line and said, oh, well, wait a minute now, hang on a second, maybe that is a big, beautiful bill. So the only point I'm thinking is, at least be honest, don't look at it from either win or lose. It's red or blue, Biden this, Trump that. Look at what each person does individually and forget who they are, forget what party they represent, I would think, and see if it's the best thing for the country. So still nothing on a guest. I guess that means we're going to go to the who are you game. That's our go-to whenever we have a guest that doesn't show up. We play Who Are You? And to be clear, we have no prizes. This is not a competition at all. This is an exhibition. All you have to do is text in your answer at 504-260-1870. If you think you know who this is, and I'll see if you're right or not. No texting and driving. It's the Oklahoma Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Of course, as always, no texting and driving. The Who providing the background music. So, again, this is not a contest. We're not giving anything away. We're just having a little bit of fun on July 2nd. You're going to hear a soundbite from a movie clip, and you can tell me who it is. You can tell me the character they're playing. Or you can tell me the movie that it's from. Either way, what we're trying to find out is, who are you? Among the guests that have come in, Donald Trump, first time he lit a fireplace. No, that's not right. Everybody else said Castaway, that it was Tom Hanks from Castaway, and I thought that would be a tough one, but apparently not so much. Let's go to the National Weather Service now and talk to Bridget Lim. How you doing, Bridget?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about the weather for the 4th of July weekend. Typical July, drier than usual, hotter than usual. What are we looking at?
So for today, it'll be kind of like the typical summer where you'll have like thunderstorms in the afternoon, but it'll actually be a bit drier this weekend.
Any reason for that?
We're just getting a little bit of drier air just because there's a little bit of a tropical system to our east. There's no threat to us in terms of like any tropical systems, but it's kind of just bringing in some drier air.
So let's talk about that tropical system to the east, because people are going to Florida, might be going to the beach. And first of all, I get confused with the Florida panhandle, because I think you could make a case that either part of the Florida could be the panhandle, don't you think? Don't you? Really? It would seem like you could either have the top part as the panhandle or the other part. But either way, what for people that are headed to Florida this weekend, what kind of weather are they looking at? And take us from, say, all the way east down to Miami.
So maybe around Pensacola in that area, there may be a bit higher chance of rain and showers and thunderstorms, just because like there's a bit of a low that's trying to spin up in that that system that I mentioned earlier. So there might be a little more rain than normal. But as of right now, I don't think it would be causing any actual tropical systems.
So rain, if you go on a Destin or that kind of area, what can you expect weather-wise? Because a lot of people are going.
Yeah, so it's going to be like for the weekend itself, like the actual Independence Day, mm-hmm. It'll be nice. It'll be sunny. But on either edge, you might have a couple chances of showers and thunderstorms.
All right,
I think the bigger thing right now is it's going to be actually quite hot, like high temperatures in the mid-90s.
Mm. So as you turn at Lake City and head south toward Disney World and those kind of things, what about people heading to Orlando and amusement parks and those kind of areas? What can they look forward to? Same thing?
Yeah, let me double-check on that, but let's see. Yeah, I would say it's a similar thing where I would say the biggest concern is definitely going to be the heat. Like, it's going to be mid-90s, and on top of the dew points, it's going to feel like well into the hundreds in terms of the feel-like temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get into the later in the weekend, like Saturday and Sunday, that's when the increased chance of showers and thunderstorms are going to pop up, like, you know, in the 40% range.
Mm-hmm. So here we are in the second week of second month, rather, of hurricane season. I always try to go 7 to 10 days at a time. I know we got Saharan dust in the area. Looking out into the Caribbean or the Gulf or the Atlantic, wherever you have to look, do you see any type of development, or what are they saying about the all clear for how long?
So other than that little system that's kind of straddling between Florida and the southeast Atlantic states, I'm not seeing anything in the longer term right now, so we'll keep our fingers crossed, but always make sure you're ready to go, have your supplies ready, double-check your plans, because it only takes one to really mess things up.
Right, but you could say with some certainty for the next 7 days, everything's good?
Yeah, for the next 7 days, I would say for Louisiana, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bridget Lim with the National Weather Service. We're going to take a break for the news in a minute. And when we do, when we come back, rather, we're going to talk to, hopefully, Mead Allison, a professor in Tulane University's Department of River Coastal Science and Engineering. Parts of the New Orleans area are sinking faster than originally thought. That's not good. And faster than other parts of the area. That's not good. And that's potentially bad news for our flood protection system, which, again, is not good. Then we're going to talk to Tim Poche, CEO of Delta Utilities. They're taking over as a natural gas provider in New Orleans. We'll talk about what customers can expect and what they need to know. And then we're going to talk to Ronald Serpas, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. We talk to him every Wednesday morning, pick his brain about crime. We're at the halfway point of the year. Violent crime so far has been down to 2024, despite the violent start with the terrorist attack on New Year's Day. We'll talk about that. Knox Ross will join us, chairman of the Southern Rail Commission, talking about taking a train from New Orleans to Mobile. Not that expensive to do it. I don't know if you do it or not, but it might be something fun to do. Walter Dublane Jones joins us after that, associate professor of economics and finance at UNO. Talk about the big, beautiful bill and cuts to Medicaid and what that means to Louisianians, because it might sound good on one hand, but then again, you might be rooting for something that's going to hurt you. So we'll talk about that. And then we're going to talk with NOPD about ankle monitors to follow up on our conversation that we had with Matt Dennis from ASAP yesterday. So a lot coming up. I'm Tommy Tucker. Stay with us. WWL.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.